Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Two major headlines for you. A Biden official has leaked classified information about the Trump time as in his presidency to try to cover up the failure to shoot down that Chinese spy balloon. Now, before I get into that story, there's another one that you need to know about. And that is this. Comes on the cusp of the Democrats saying, don't worry, there will be transparency when it comes to any type of investigation of Hunter Biden. And guess what happened? There is no transparency. Treasury official backed out of testifying Friday about Biden's family's suspicious wire transfer. That Treasury Department official, Jonathan Davison, who is set to testify on Friday about the agency's withholding the Biden family's suspicious bank records, has declined to attend the hearing. His absence means that the House committee chair, James Comer, must again threaten to use the use of a subpoena to compel the 150 suspicious activity reports known as SARs that were generated by U.S. banks solely related to Biden crime family bank accounts and to wire transfers coming from bad actors around the world. Davison was scheduled to testify Friday at 9 a.m. Don't worry, the media hasn't told you about the story, because why would they? There was a big bank that collapsed, right? Out in California, a woke bank, and that was way more important than telling you about the Treasury Department not showing up for this hearing. He was supposed to show up and testify at 9 a.m. about one issue: the Biden family suspicious activity reports, which often contain evidence of potential criminal activities such as money laundering and fraud, according to a 2020 Senate report. But Comer's Tuesday evening press release stated that Davison had, quote, declined to attend the hearing after the Treasury had refused to give, quote, a timeline of when such documents will be provided to the committee despite our repeated accommodations. Davison's refusal to answer questions about withholding Biden family bank records comes after questions were raised about whether his testimony would be tainted with political bias. Why would he be politically biased? Well, here's the second part of the story that the media has not told you about. This same guy that's supposed to tell you about these suspicious activity reports of the Biden crime family and the president of the United States of America had previously worked for Joe Biden on the 2020 presidential transition team. After working for Biden in the 2020 transition team, he was nominated to be the Treasury position by his former boss. Moreover, he worked on Capitol Hill for more than 20 years in Democrat politics. Davison is also married to a woman by the name of Erin Sheeney. She is a partner at the Education Forward DC, an organization that seeks to advance equity in DC public schools. Davidson's political background comes as he is employed by a nonpartisan taxpayer-funded department that has refused to comply with James Comer and the Republicans' investigation of the Biden family. Comer's probe seeks to determine if President Joe Biden is compromised by the Chinese Communist Party, among others like the Russians and those in Ukraine. He's also trying to figure out exactly how new legislation should be designated to prevent influence peddling on our government. Quote, "These suspicious activity reports are important to our investigation to help us follow the money and determine the national security implications of the Biden family's shady business deals," Comer explained. "Biden's Treasury Department obstruction will soon compel us to use the power of the gavel to obtain these documents." He also said, "We're done with the excuses," and calling on the Assistant Secretary Jonathan Davidson to answer questions under the penalty of perjury next week. The Treasury Department officials have repeatedly said that they are, quote, cooperating with the committee's request, but all we've seen is obstruction. "We've offered multiple good faith accommodations, but Treasury continues to provide excuses and employ delay tactics." Comer demanded Davidson to sit for a transcribed interview. "Therefore, the committee requests that you, as the Assistant Secretary for Legislative Affairs within the Treasury, make yourself available for a transcribed interview with the committee staff on March the 14th, 2023, at 10 a.m. in the Rayburn House Office Building Room 2157. It's unclear, by the way, if Davidson will comply. I would assume he's probably not. Now, in February, James Comer also warned stonewalling tactics will warrant a subpoena as the next step. "For the subpoenas to win in court, we have to give them every opportunity to supply that information to us. And the ball now is, quote, in their court," James Comer said, saying, "We can't fully understand the extent of what these laws will need to be until we know the exact amount of money that the Biden family took in, including from the sources," Comer explained, noting that the family has made at least tens of millions of dollars from many business deals spanning at least 12 separate nations over years. All right, I'm going to tell you more about this in a second, but I do need to tell you about our friends at Augusta Precious Metals. If you've been saving for a long time for retirement, you know that you need to protect your money. And one way to do that is with a gold IRA. I'm excited about telling you about a company that I actually use. I have actually worked with Augusta Precious Metals. They are different because they will even tell you if a gold IRA isn't your answer. They give you just the facts. Now, Augusta Precious Metal is all about protecting your IRA and your 401k. They're great people and a great conservative company. They're great people at a great conservative company. They understand right now that it's crazy with our economy, and it's extremely important, especially if you're close to retirement, to protect your assets because there's no time to make up losses. So if you've saved $100,000 or more, then you should take a look at their free guide, and you should really sign up for something that I've done. It's a web conference where you talk to a top individual about gold IRAs and your 401k. Check them out and get the peace of mind that you're protecting your hard-earned assets when you get really close to retirement. 877-4-GOLD-IRA. 877-4-GOLD-IRA. Or visit them online at AugustaPreciousMetals.com. Say I sent you, and they will pay your fees for up to 10 years. That's AugustaPreciousMetals.com, 877-4-GOLD-IRA. So let's step back here and just think about this and what this means. Number one, Hunter Biden is being protected by Joe Biden's Washington. Joe Biden has put a lot of people, okay, a lot of people in big and significant offices to protect him. We also know that. We also know something else happened this week, and I'm going to just bring you up to speed. There's a new reporter out who exposed Hunter Biden's laptop, and it dropped a bombshell trove also of Fauci emails providing panic lab leak cover up. This is the same reporter that exposed Hunter Biden, and now he's exposing Dr. Fauci. Again, someone that the Biden administration wants to protect at all costs. Now, how are these two connected? I'll explain that in a moment. But first, listen to this.
Emails show Dr. Anthony Fauci commissioned a scientific paper in February of 2020 to disprove the Wuhan lab leak theory. And she goes on to write this. The House Oversight Subcommittee published email Sunday in which the paper's co-author admits Fauci prompted him to write the paper with the goal of disproving the lab leak theory. This would be quite explosive, Bill.
Yeah, it would, because he's effectively using government resources to tout the orthodoxy, which we know now is not true. That's a sign of what everyone was up against. They just wouldn't look at the question in an open and honest way.
And 8 weeks later, Bill, he was at a White House press conference and referred to the letter that he approved.
Right.
Right. I mean, look, I don't think you can blame them for not knowing things early on and so forth. But that's not what they said. They categorically pushed their line and they wanted to silence anyone that thought it might be different. And now, years later, we're learning what they said wasn't true and what many of the critics say was true. Even the government has come around to that point of view in terms of the lab.
In terms of the lab. Now, there's no difference now between this story with Dr. Fauci and exactly how the Hunter Biden story has broken. They're one and the same. Same type of cover-up from our government, from the Biden administration.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Biden plan is a clear one, no matter what's happening. We will defend our team and make sure that stories are silenced and make sure that big tech silences people we don't like and make sure that anyone involved is silenced. And we will do this because that's how we roll. That's how we win. That's how we declare victory. Dr. Fauci's protected no matter what for obvious reasons. He's Dr. Fauci. The media will protect him, not report on major things that he'd screwed up, like the Wuhan Institute of Virology, lying to Congress, you know, holding him accountable. It's no different than what we're witnessing right now. It's no different than what we're witnessing right at this exact moment with the suspicious activity reports. No different. And this is the game plan on how that, and this is how they win elections also. Know that, okay? This is how they win elections. They win these elections by forcing Democrats to support socialism over sanity. The Democratic Party is united. They want to make sure they protect everybody no matter what's happening. And they're going to protect everybody no matter what's happening. And the way that they do it is the way that I just described it. They will lie. They will cheat. They will steal. They will cover up. Can we just go back to how big of a news story this actually is? You have an individual that's supposed to be in a non-political position at the Treasury Department who is asked to come and testify to Congress about the Biden family's suspicious wire transfers officially. And you got to understand about banks. Banks more than 150 times saw suspicious activity in bank accounts that involved the Biden family. And not only did they flag those, they filled out these suspicious activity reports. And then they just disappeared one after another after another. That's not normal. And then for the guy who's in charge, who's supposed to be nonpartisan in a non-political position, who clearly is a hardcore Democratic operative, who even was hired to work for the transition between the Trump to the Biden administration, right? To then get this job and then be in this position, then not show up before Congress, should tell you every single thing about this shadiness, this corruption with the Biden crime family. They put their lapdogs in these positions knowing that if they gave them these jobs, they would protect them. Because they know that if you and I actually get to see just how shady and just how corrupt they are, that at some point the media is going to be forced to cover it. They'll have to. They'll have no choice. Okay? They're going to be forced into submission. This is frustrating for me. It makes me angry that we're even having to have this conversation, that we're even having to have this debate. It makes me frustrated and it makes me angry that we have a media that won't report on this story because this is a big news story. You have an official at the Treasury Department refusing to comply and refusing to show up to testify, which is their job, to the people that they're supposed to answer to in oversight. This is a big deal, y'all. This is a really, 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 really big deal. This is a significant development in the Hunter Biden investigation. Anything there? Nah. Why would we talk about this? Why would we mention it? Why would it even come up? Look at Dr. Fauci. And let's go back to just Fauci for a moment. Dr. Fauci kind of lost it this week, right? He lost it when he was asked a question about going to jail. There are people that have called for his arrest. He was asked about it on CNN. And listen to how angry Fauci became. Why? Because I think he realizes now the Democrats are not there to protect him, at least on the House side. Listen carefully.
You know, you've been vilified on the far right. I know you know that. And we've seen Elon Musk tweet that his pronouns, he's the owner of Twitter, that his pronouns are prosecute Fauci. Others in the GOP have talked about arresting you and prosecuting you for your handling of COVID. What's your response to that, your response to Musk, and what has that been like for your family?
Well, I mean, there's no response to that craziness, Jim. I mean, prosecute me for what? What are they talking about? I mean, I wish I could figure out what the heck they were talking about. I think they're just going off the deep end. That's the answer to your first question. It doesn't make any sense to say something like that, and it actually is irresponsible. Of course, it's going to have a difficult effect and a deleterious effect on my family. I mean, they don't like to have me getting death threats all the time. Every time somebody gets up and spouts some nonsense that's misinformation, disinformation, and outright lies, somebody somewhere decides they want to do harm to me and or my family. So that's the part about it that is really unfortunate. The rest of it is just insanity, the things they're saying, but it does have a negative effect when people take it seriously and take it out on you and your family, which is the reason why I still have to have protection, which is really unfortunate.
Fauci is saying it's insanity and it's irresponsible to call for his arrest. This is a guy that we know covered up the Wuhan Institute for Virology, protected the Wuhan Institute for Virology, lied about gain-of-function research, lied about our funding for gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And now he says it's insane that people criticize him. And if you criticize him, you're an evil one because of the death threats. Do you have any idea how many conservatives like myself deal with death threats and know now that that's what it's going to be like forever? Like, I know now for the rest of my life, doing what I do here, I will deal with the death threats. I've been dealing with them for now, I'm not exaggerating, decades. How I had a woman try to kidnap me once. I've been shot at. I've been run off the road. I've been screamed at. I've had drinks thrown in my face on airlines as I was sitting there minding my own business. And he thinks that the Republicans on the right are unhinged just because we're calling him out for what's actually happened. This is, and again, this is the same thing. Republicans are angry. Conservatives are angry that we clearly have a White House that is compromised by the Chinese, that they compromised by the Russians, by the Russian oligarchs, by the Ukrainians, and probably several other countries based on the amount of money that they've been receiving. The Biden family, I would argue, would actually be broke. The Biden family, I would argue, would be completely broke if it wasn't for their corruption and the Biden crime family's Ponzi scheme they run, the scheme of peddling influence. Having 150 suspicious activity reports, more than that actually, filed against you, that's what like cartel members and drug dealers deal with. And the fact that there's 150 of these suspicious activity reports that have been filed and we still don't know about any of them, when we do know clearly what is in his emails, referring to Hunter Biden and the big guy and the 10%, all because they're trying to protect him at all costs. We deserve to know what's in those suspicious activity reports. We deserve to know it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting answers on Hunter Biden, on Wuhan, on these suspicious activity reports. If there's anything the Democrats have figured out, they figured out how to make sure they never have to answer questions. Jill Biden, by the way, Jill, the first lady, was asked about the investigations, Hunter's investigations on CNN. Here's how she responded when she was asked about the Hunter Biden investigation.
I want to turn to another issue that has come up amongst Republicans a lot, and your son Hunter has really been a target for Republicans over the years and likely will be.
By the way, I love this, right? The Republicans are talking about this, right? We at CNN, we're not talking about this. Liberals aren't talking about this. Journalists aren't talking about this. The way they phrase the question is basically to imply that this is some sort of conspiracy theory. Right. Like this is a conspiracy theory. And it is the Republicans are obsessed with this conspiracy theory. It's not us. OK. Right. We're not the ones that are doing this. This is a conspiracy theory. That's what it is. So don't worry about it being anything with us. Right. It's not us that's doing this, Mrs. First Lady. We're gonna give you the basis for what we need. You need to be to undermine this, to change it, to alter it. Right? We're gonna do that. We're gonna make sure you've got that. So then we'll ask you the question that way, and then you'll have an easy way to get out of it. Right? We'll say it's a conspiracy theory. It's the Republicans obsessed with this. They're crazy. And now listen to this leading question from a quote journalist.
The years to come. How does your family deal with that intense focus on Hunter?
We deal with it by just, I guess, have a different perspective. I mean, I love Hunter, and I'll support him in any way I can, and that's how I look at things.
Has the wave of investigations into him, does that factor into any of the thinking heading into 2024?
No.
The Justice Department has appointed a special counsel to look into the way that your husband handled classified documents when he left the vice.
That's it. Nothing else. We're going to move on. We'll get to the classified documents, but there's only one question that will load up for you to make sure that it goes your way. You don't have to worry about a follow-up. You can lie. You can make up crap. You can do whatever the hell you want to do. You do not have to worry about us holding you accountable, right? You don't have to worry about us giving you some real tough follow-up. That won't exist here because we're CNN. And Joe Biden's like, perfect. So they do this fake interview with a fake question. Lack of accountability. You have an FBI director, Ray, who said he can't even speak to exactly when they had the Hunter Biden laptop, because it's an ongoing investigation, so nothing from me either.
Were you aware that the FBI personnel were in contact with Twitter regarding the Hunter Biden laptop story?
I don't believe FBI personnel were in contact with Twitter about the Hunter laptop story specifically. I think there were people in contact with Twitter about Russian disinformation efforts.
Were you aware that the FBI had Hunter Biden's laptop since December of 2019?
I can't speak to exactly when we had a laptop available.
This stonewalling, Director Ray, the American people deserve answers, and this is unacceptable.
Stonewalling. He doesn't care if he's stonewalling. He doesn't care if a Republican accuses him on it, because this is the way that you cover up serious crimes. This is how you pull that off, right? This is how this works its way out. All right, before I get into more of that, I want to talk to you about Patriot Mobile. They are the only conservative Christian cell phone company in the U.S., and Patriot Mobile now offers service with all three major networks, meaning your coverage is going to be exactly what you're getting right now. So instead of you paying the big three, switch to Patriot Mobile. You can go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson, and you're also going to get performance guarantee. What does that mean? If you're not happy with your coverage, you can switch between the three major carriers for free. Yeah. Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, offers nationwide coverage on the best G4 and G5 networks. So you can get the great service that you love while supporting a company that fights to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. This new year, resolve to stop supporting companies that don't align with your values. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy, and you can keep your same cell phone and your same cell phone number. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson, patriotmobile.com/Ferguson, or call them 878-PATRIOT. That's 878-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. Get free activation today with offer code Ferguson. Now, even Geraldo over at Fox defending Hunter Biden, saying, hey, he's not a bad guy. He's just kind of sleazy.
Let's stay on what we know. We know Hunter admitted he had no experience in energy
gas. But
that's
not illegal.
Hold on. Now, no experience, and he's being paid a fortune from an oil company, Burisma.
It is seedy.
And then his father.
It is sleazy, but it's not
sleazy?
Illegal.
So why were they paying the son of the vice president all that money?
Why would they do? You know why? Because they wanted access to the vice president. Of course, that's the way Washington works. It is,
really?
It is the way. It is the innate corruption of our nation's capital and
that's
our
that's not called influence peddling. We don't have crimes with names.
Isn't that a bribe? I don't know. That's
Influence peddling. Influence peddling is what every lobbyist in Washington does. That's what they do.
But
so
you're
okay with that? I think it's repugnant. That's why I'm not in
this
Washington.
This is why everywhere I go, I have to answer. Why do you say Geraldo's a nice guy when he says all this on your show?
I love you, but the thing is that you really got me in the beginning of the show. To think that Dr. Jill Biden is not recognizing her grandchild is really hurtful. Mm-hmm. And any parent that sees that and they make a plea, Sean, you should make a plea to the first family to recognize this child.
For Hunter's child?
Yes.
Is that what you want me to do?
You're the most generous guy I know, Sean.
By the way, I would donate if the kid really needed it, I would.
I know you would. You're very generous,
it's
Johnny.
It's true.
If I could say this, you know, you say, where is the illegality? We only got the laptop in 2020. And when I say we, the New York Post.
December. Yeah.
December 2019. So end of 2019.
The FBI had
New York
it, sorry.
Post. Yeah. FBI. Then New York Post gets it. And it's widely panned as Russian disinformation. The New York Post, longest continuously running newspaper, banned from Twitter. Me, press secretary, banned from Twitter for talking about it. Then Democrats take unilateral control of government in 2021. So for 2 years since the laptop has been in the hands of the New York Post, no one's been able to look at the contents until now. Now, to your point, Republicans have subpoena
now
power.
Now we do.
To your,
finally.
To my point, the grand jury is silent. We don't know what is out there yet.
Right. Tammy, I think...
By the way, I love the way that that was described by the former White House press secretary there. And the part they're talking about, the child is... You know, this president who's supposed to be such a kind, loving, nice guy, and the first lady, Joe Biden, from what we understand, they still haven't even met their grandson, their grandchild, because he was denied that he was ever that the grandchild ever existed because it was a inconvenient truth for Hunter Biden. Oh, yeah, I was banging a stripper, and yeah, she happened to get pregnant. So what? So what? It's not mine. I'm going to tell you it's not mine. I'm going to say that it's not mine. I'm going to tell everybody it's not mine. I'm going to force this woman into testing, right? To go to a court to get me and my DNA to prove it's mine. And even then, I'm not going to have anything to do with it. Even then, my parents will not. Even now, by the way, she's having to sue just to try to give their child the last name Biden. Suing to try to get the last name Biden. What does that tell you? When you've got to do that about how scumbaggy this family is, like, oh, it's unfair to say that about Joe Biden. No, it's not. Right? If Joe Biden really cared, she would tell her son, right? Or, you know, hey, give him the last name. We want to see him. Bring him to the White House. We want to meet our grandchild, right? Like, own up to it a little bit. We already know, by the way, that it is. The DNA test, the paternity suit, he lost. She won. But they don't want anything to do with this kid. This kid was a problem to them, right? Like, this kid was nothing but a problem. This kid was something they didn't even want. They didn't want to admit it was theirs. They didn't want to admit it was a Biden. They didn't want to admit the DNA. He sure as hell doesn't want to be a father. And that's how they roll. They don't care about anybody that gets in their way that they can run over. They don't care. And the reason why they don't care is because their whole lives they've been able to run over anybody they want to, destroy anyone's life that they want to, and there have been zero consequences for those actions. That's the truth. That's why they think they can get away with it. That's why they think they can get away with a suspicious activity reports, okay? That's the reason why they believe they can get away, not just with the suspicious activity reports, but then get away with all the crimes that they've committed. They can get away with all the money laundering and influence peddling and the selling out of our country. It's the reason why they're owned by the Chinese and the Russians. They are multi-millionaires. The Biden crime family, because they have been selling influence peddling indefinitely. And they're doing it now. Now this guy is, remember, he's a painter. Don't forget that. He's now a world-renowned painter. You know that, right? Hunter Biden's a famous painter now. People are paying $500,000 for his paintings. That's how amazing he is. He's a painter, world famous painter. A guy that gets paid millions of dollars to work in different industries and sectors he has no history of being involved in. Doesn't know the languages. He doesn't know anything about oil and gas. Doesn't matter. He doesn't know anything about being a defense attorney for foreign cases like the $1 million he took from a Chinese guy that's now gone, what, missing? He doesn't care. He's getting paid. And when you get paid, you take the money. When you get paid, you make sure you get all the cash that you want to get your hands on. You get paid. And you move on to the next Ponzi scheme, influence peddling. That's what you do. That's how this works. And that's all they care about right now. Nothing else. That's it. That's all they care about. Please share this podcast with your family and friends. Please make sure you write us a 5-star review wherever you're listening to this podcast so that it will help us reach more people. And we will see you back here tomorrow.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly. Uh-huh. Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.